There aren't many more people more deeply embedded in Champaign County Republican politics than Clerk Mark Sheldon. But even he says he didn't realize the impact of the blog until earlier this year.
I had somebody in the media actually say to me, some people think you're a Illini pundit. I'm like, who's a Illini pundit? And I did not know about it at first. And after the municipal elections in 2005, I started reading it fairly regularly.
Sheldon quickly went from frequent reader to regular contributor for Illini Pundit, whose anonymous founder quit and left the blog up to about 20 approved posters. Its slant is unabashedly conservative. Posts this week include a review of the News Gazette's endorsement of GOP Senate candidate Judy Myers, a cartoon lampooning the Democrats' election hopes, and word of a forum on a tax referendum. Illini Pundit is a daily feed of local inside gossip for political junkies. And Mark Sheldon is second in the number of posts, only to the blog's lead maintainer, who declined an interview for this story.
It's a way for various writers to get opinions out there, so there's definitely some opinion. Sometimes it's a way just to get some news out there. Sometimes news that may or may not be in the mainstream media.
Illini Pundit may be stridently right of center, but it's attracted a readership beyond one side of the political spectrum. Sheldon says comments after each post often include contrarian viewpoints and even a Democratic office holder or two. One Democrat, County Board candidate Matthew Gladney, calls Illini Pundit the local standard bearer for political blog sites, if only by default. So why isn't there an equal of Illini Pundit governed by the left? Gladney offers a possible explanation.
You know, Democrats have been becoming more into power, so I think Republicans might feel like they're, you know, at least politically, the minority at the moment, and I think that kind of bonds them together. Just sort of at the national level, you've seen Democrats trying to come together more.
Gladney blogs about political and social issues on his own site called It's Matt's World, and like most traditional blogs, he's the only one with posting rights. A site that allows the general public to post is operated by Urbana's Independent Media Center. David Gehrig maintains it.
So you've got this spectrum that goes from sort of center-left through Labor Democrat, through Green Party, through various red parties, and then some parties that, as far as I can tell, sort of come from the planet Jupiter.
But Gehrig says the IMC site has not become a direct balance to Illini Pundit because of its structure.
It's not really an inside baseball kind of site where people talk about, well, here's what's going on in this particular race. There are sometimes people will have strong opinions and they will address them that they're associated with a certain given campaign or some kind of contest. But that's not really the area that I think that we're most useful at.
University of Illinois political science professor Brian Gaines has been watching how blogs are changing the local landscape politically. He says they run the risk of becoming echo chambers if their main readers remain of a single political bent.
The right talks to the right and the left talks to the left. And to some extent, they first of all, breed a kind of self-deception. The sort of people who think, how could George Bush possibly have won this election? Everybody I know voted against him. And everybody I talked to online voted against him. And, you know, not realizing there's another community out there, a bunch of people, everybody they talked to voted for him.
Gaines says sites like Illini Pundit and the IMC have been the source of stories that eventually bubble out into the mainstream media and get the attention of swing voters and the rest of the general public. In that way, he says blogs that get both the right and the left together for the sake of argument can work. But that argument sometimes descends into name-calling in comment sections, something that Mark Sheldon says is a natural hazard of blogging.
The level of civility could certainly go up everywhere in society. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I'm not sure how you do it effectively on Illini Pundit, because we also don't want to engage in heavy-handed censorship.
Blogs also rely on a self-correcting system of fact-checking. It's up to other readers to vet someone else's post. It's an imperfect situation that might change for the better over time, as do many things on the cutting edge. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.